longest running program in the history of 77 WABC, Religion on the Line with Rabbi Joseph Potasnik and Deacon Kevin McCormick.
Welcome back, Religion Online. I'm Rabbi Joseph Potasnik.
And I'm Deacon Kevin McCormick.
We are privileged to go to the conference line and speak now with someone who's been on the air with us before and always very forthright about his feelings, a refreshing guest, Dr. Zudi Jasser, chairman of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. Good morning, Dr. Jasser.
Good morning. It's good to be with you again.
There's been a lot of controversy in New York, both on Staten Island and Ground Zero, about the proposals to have mosques there. And the most recent news is that the mosque scheduled for Staten Island, that proposal has now been canceled, that the board of the church, St. Margaret Mary's Parish on Staten Island, voted against having it there because there were some serious reservations about relationships that the mosque had with Muslim Brotherhood. This is the American... was the Muslim American Society, MAS. And when the imam was asked, he was extremely, he was not clear. He was very, you know, dilatory and duplicitous. You couldn't get a straight answer out of him. And this is one of the problems that we have encountered here. I have to tell you on the air, we had the imam from Ground Zero. Getting an answer was torturous. We just don't understand why people can't answer questions unless there's something to hide. And obviously there's something to hide.
Yeah, I think you really are, and I think the community in America is beginning to see where the problem is and where the obstacles are regarding reform, modernization, and moral clarity within the Muslim community. And, you know, I think we have to separate the issues. And unfortunately what happens is when you start dealing with new mosques and new community centers and structures, immediately the Muslim minority group, including myself, will rush to say that this is about freedom. It's about you can't stop building of religious centers, and Muslims need to have the same transparency that other faith communities have. And unfortunately, it's a bit tone deaf in that nobody's saying that they don't have the right to do it. But also, in exchange for that right comes the need and the necessity to have a neighborhood and a community conversation about what that structure and what that community is all about. So, you know, I think it's interesting that the folks building the mosque at Ground Zero knew they didn't have to get permission, but yet they brought it because they knew there would be an issue in their structure. And very validly, the community and the nation has been asking, where's their funding coming from? What's their ideology? And then all of a sudden, when we ask these questions, then they step back and say, well, wait, we have the right to do this. This is our freedom, etc. So the issue is not restricting freedom. The issue is answering questions and being clear, and I hope that we make it clear that, especially the one on Staten Island, you know, I think Ground Zero is a bit different in that that's a memorial to those killed. I think it should be about being American and not about being Muslim. The other ones, you know, I think mosques around the country, we need to be careful, just because even the Brotherhood, which I'm fighting and is the main element that I'm fighting against, I think if we start preventing even the Brotherhood, which I feel is the biggest threat to the global peace, from building mosques, we will push them underground and not be able to observe them, no different than we do even other hate groups around the world, around the country.
You know, when you say it, you're not accused of Islamophobia. When others say it, they're accused of being un-American, you know, as being unsympathetic to Muslim aspirations, as, you know, lacking tolerance. How does one deal with that? I mean, you don't want to give up your right to challenge, and you'd get tarnished by fulfilling that right.
I think it's important to do both. I think whenever we have this conversation, we need to always lift up both and say that we respect the rights of Muslims to practice their faith of Islam. We understand the similarities of the faith, but we also respect our own right as Americans to question a political ideology of a group like the Muslim American Society that many sources, including, for example, the Tribune in 2004, had a huge expose about how mosques, including the Bridgeview Mosque in Illinois, by the Muslim American Society, has been used for funding of Hamas, and many of these mosques are fronts for support of Hamas, and including the controversy around the mosque in Boston. I would actually ask people to go to our website and look at a debate I had with Bilal Kalim, who is the head of the MAS mosque at the Islamic Society of Boston, and you'll see us discuss modern Islam, and you'll see him also dodging and not taking any responsibility for the need for reform. And it's very important, I think, for us to have that conversation in that, you know, there's aspects of Islam, there is an Islam globally that is feeding the ideology of political Islam, that is feeding oppressive theocratic ideas from Iran to Saudi Arabia to Qatar to other countries, that is the core cancer cell of global terrorism. And then there is an Islam that is an Islam that's very synergistic with American principles that we want to celebrate. But we have to talk about both, and you can't ignore one because of religious freedom issues.
We're speaking with Dr. Zudi Jasser, who is the chairman of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. And we're speaking about the mosques, and particularly the Ground Zero Mosque is where I'd like to go with this conversation now. Dr. Jasser, as a clergyman and as an American citizen, I have a problem, as you've pointed out, saying that people can't worship freely. That's against everything that we're about, and I certainly don't want people to do that to me or to my community. On the other hand, where is it true, what I've been hearing in the media, reading in the papers, etc., is that we're not looking at a mosque at Ground Zero. We're looking at a whole Islamic center that's going to cost over $100 million. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the way they presented it. It's a 13-story facility. The top floor is going to be, quote-unquote, the mosque, and they're saying the rest of it isn't. And, you know, this is where the fuzzy area, the gray area of dealing with religious facilities goes, is that most of the mosques I've been involved in and my family has, from Wisconsin to Arizona, include a prayer area and then other multicultural centers, sports facilities, etc. So most of these mosques are going to have multi-use centers that aren't only going to be places of worship or places of prayer, but the whole thing becomes a mosque once you have a place in it in which an imam can lead Friday prayers on our day of worship. So, you know, this is where it becomes a little fuzzy, is that nobody's saying, and then I think it's interesting, they keep saying there's a need. My understanding, I'm not a New Yorker, but I don't think anybody really lives near that mosque. Mm-hmm. I think it's places where people work. There's other mosques there, so I'm not sure that they've actually demonstrated a need. Not to mention, if it truly is a need of the local community, then the local community should be funding it. It shouldn't be funded by foreign interests. There's questions of bonds from the Dutch mm-hmm. government. Mm-hmm. There's questions of whether they're going to get donations from places like Qatar or elsewhere, and they've not really been transparent about that. So it's hard to say, well, the community needs it, but you know what? We're going to fund it from global interests. That just doesn't make sense.
In the area here, Mayor Bloomberg and the Attorney General Cuomo have both sort of had hands off on this situation. Rick Lazio, who's running for governor against Mr. Cuomo, is fighting vehemently against it. And I'll tell you, as a Catholic, I am I'm ambivalent about the whole thing. I mean, there's something that bothers me about having that kind of statement so close to such a really what's become a holy site. And on the other hand, you know, like if you go to one of my Catholic churches, you're going to see I have a sports facility. I have a gym where kids play CYO ball. I don't have a 13-story reality, but it's a very, very tight situation that I find. This debate is going to have to continue, but finding $100 million, and I would that my school could find $100 million to do something with, or even a tenth of that.
And I think at this point, the reason why this conversation is important now, and I feel very obligated to speak up, is that, you have a community, you have the negative perceptions about Islam in America have gone from 23% to probably over 50% now, and that's no thanks to the victim-oriented groups from CARE to ISNA to other groups that have been focused on the wrong thing. And here you have an organization that seems to be confident about its resources and directing our community into building a structure that I think is going to do harm, even more harm to the public relations of Muslims and Islam in America, and they think somehow it's going to teach Americans a lesson and teach the world a lesson about the openness of America, but yet be completely tone deaf to actually the reality and not let America see us use our resources in true focused counterterrorism, true and focused anti-Al-Qaeda, anti-Hamas, ideology that is feeding this, but rather simply say that building a sports center and a mosque is somehow going to be a element in a direction towards counterterrorism, I think is why Americans are continuing to get more and more negative about Islam. So this conversation is just simply to ask them to put the brakes on and see where America is at. And it's not to prevent them from having the right to do so, but really to maybe open their minds to what they're really going to be doing to the Muslim community.
Yeah, and also you look at where we are today in America in terms of tolerance of other faith groups. You go to various communities, and there's a proliferation of houses of worship, all different groups. This here, one of the reasons I find that this is problematic is not just the sensitivity of the area, but as you said earlier, there's a lack of transparency. You cannot get answers. If Zudi Jasser were leading the cause here, I will tell you, people would have more faith in what is being proposed. But when you're not told where the money is coming from, on the contrary, you're told that's not our responsibility. You have to ask others. Don't ask us. And you know you're being intolerant. You're being unfair. When you're put in that corner, that's why we turn to someone like you, Zudi Jasser, who is Muslim, a proud Muslim, who speaks in that transparent fashion. You have nothing to hide. But we can't, we can't make progress with people who are hiding. It's just impossible. All we can do is keep challenging them, and I think that's our responsibility, and to find others who stand with us.
Absolutely, and we cannot get past the fact that tied to, just like our forefathers were able to talk about religion and the Constitution and government and not be all offended about which Christianity was being criticized and which one was being lifted up. Similarly now, I mean, when we built our mosque in Wisconsin when I was a teenager and there were only four families there, if the families there had gotten, and actually there were in my history, I remember times when there were opportunities for foreign funding, and almost every family I know rejected it outright and said, we do not want that dirty money. We don't want money from societies that are oppressive, that steal it from their citizens, that don't have property rights for every other Muslim in their country. We don't want to steal it from the back of oil barons that are not giving rights to the rest of their communities, and that's why we only want it to be an American mosque with an American character. And I think that's very important. There are many Muslim families that have those principles in the mosques that they built and that they do build. And I think this is the type of conversation we need to have.
All right, Dr. Zudi Jasser, chairman of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. What's the website?
AIFdemocracy.org, AIFdemocracy.org.
All right, we're going to continue the conversation with you, of course, on future occasions, because it's always a pleasure to
talk to you. Thank you for having me.
All right, you be well.
Always a good guest.
Always good, always talks honestly and openly, and that's what's lacking in some of the other conversations, where you don't have that kind of genuine spirit of honesty. You become suspicious, and when you don't get the answers to the questions you're asking, you're doubly suspicious. All right, sir. Steve Michaels.
I will be forthcoming with my information.
Please, please.
LIE westbound at the Clearview, an accident all cleared, so travel lanes are pretty much wide open.